We are here, dude, finally at the Royal Adelaide Show.
I know, I've been waiting all year for this.
The new ride, the Spangdangler. I can't wait to get on it.
I know.
Look at the line, man.
The line is huge. Do you think we just cut in front? What do you think?
Do it!
What?
Just do it!
We can't do that. That's like breaking the rules, man. Like, I know we've been wanting to do this all year. We've been dreaming about this.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
We could just come back tomorrow. We do have a weekend pass.
Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it! Make your dreams come true!
Should we?
Just do it!
Oh, dude, what do you think?
It's impossible. They're not going to let us cut in line.
Nothing is impossible!
Well, we're taking forever anyway. The line's only getting longer. We may as well just give up.
No! What are you waiting for?
Maybe he's right. We should do this.
Do it!
Yeah, he's right. We can do this. Yes, we can!
Yes, you can! Just do it!
Yeah, I'm actually going to do this.
Yes!
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 No!
Just do it!
I'm doing it. Here I go. Oh, damn.
Okay, guys, grab your actors, get your director, get your clipboard, and we are about to shoot the May Contain film. We are talking sequels that are better than the originals. I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps.
And welcome to another episode of May Contain, guys. Straight off the bat, this is a big topic, and I've been asked about it quite a bit.
Right.
Which sequels are better than the originals?
All right.
Okay.
There's quite a big list here when you think about them.
Yeah.
There are a lot that have fallen by the wayside and just gone, maybe not.
Move it aside.
There are films that are a sequel that are just tragic.
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, sometimes they get that number two just right.
See, I guess the most iconic one that always springs to my mind, because normally you have that go-to film.
Yeah.
Terminator 2.
Damn, you stole mine.
Oh, really?
That's exactly...
That is one of the greatest sequels of all time.
To the point that I still haven't seen The Terminator.
At all?
No. I probably started watching Terminator 2 when I was about 6 years old.
Wow, okay.
Shouldn't have been watching it.
No, not at all.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was odd.
I think I've said before on these podcasts before how, you know, loving my grandma is to let me watch these classic films that I shouldn't be watching when I was younger.
Yeah.
So,
But why... Like, it's hard for you to judge Terminator 2 then. You're going to go there, but you haven't seen the first one. Because the first one is still awesome.
But everyone's always told me, it's kind of like, just get straight onto the second one. Don't bother with the first one.
No.
I'm like, no worries. So obviously, in my mind, Terminator 2 is always going to be better than the first one. I haven't seen it.
Okay, so what's so brilliant is that, because obviously Arnie was the bad guy in the first one, and in the second one is the protector, and all those scenes where she sees him for the first time and then freaks the hell out and runs back.
In the asylum.
Yeah, you understand why, because he's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, he's a nut job. He is a robot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Terminator 2, definitely.
My second go-to one, I even said, I believe last week, when we did the Wes Craven. My favorite sequel, probably of all time, if not Terminator 2, because I can't really say that.
Yep.
It happens in the first one.
Yep.
Is Scream 2.
Scream 2. Yes.
For the simple fact, it nails sequels on the head by talking about them.
And they
make a better sequel because of it, I reckon. They have a, as Randy says in the film, they've got to have a higher kill count. You know, anyone's up for a game, stuff like that.
So you feel that he nailed it on the head, and sequels do need to have this in, otherwise they're a bit of a flop.
No, it's just the fact that he mentioned it. Like, Scream's always been that type of film that plays on itself. Even when they did 4, and they talk about, oh, it's a reboot. So, Scream's good for, like, that when they did part 2, or 2.
Yeah.
And then they went on to do that. So, and they spoke about, you know, the best... And they even have a part in that film where they're talking about the best sequels of all time.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is our list and not theirs. So, I mean, Aliens.
Aliens, yeah.
You've seen the Alien...
Yes.
Quadrology, whatever it is now, it's more than...
The stay away from her, you bitch.
Yeah, like, it's amazing. Like, the first one, Alien,
yeah,
there was only one.
Yeah.
And then there's James Cameron went, fuck it. And
heaps.
He just threw hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And go have fun. Like that gun, the beep, beep, beep.
Yep.
Like that is just, any noise like that in a computer game.
Yeah.
Is just
pong.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, maybe a bit faster.
So, but yeah, and that was one of the iconic ones that had such a strong second that, like, what are they going to do with 3? And then 3 flopped.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's kind of like it just burnt out after that.
Because they went back to 1 again.
Pretty
Alien
much.
Alien 3. Oh, and the CGI, let's add it as a dog.
And the CGI was terrible.
Yeah.
So.
Quit at number 2.
Yeah, that's it. We're on to the answer and stuff like that.
What other ones do you think? Because I've got a bit of a list here.
The big one always strings to my mind as well.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight.
Yes.
So, huge sequel, right?
Yeah.
But blew everything out of the water.
But you know what's really hard about saying that?
Mm.
Even though the second one, yeah, nah, it is better. like I was trying to say, but the first one was so epic, and it was.
Yeah.
But the sequel was 20 times better.
It was huge for the simple fact, just, you know, it always comes back to Heath Ledger.
It was the perfect storm. It had Heath Ledger. Unfortunately, Heath Ledger's death, which made that movie bigger again.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a crazy film, and he was brilliant in it. All the actors were great. It was the perfect, like I said, the perfect story.
The fun fact, I actually only found this out today, actually, was the fact that a little town called Batman, in the middle of, it's actually pronounced Batman, out in the middle of nowhere, actually trying to sue James Cameron directly. Not James Cameron.
Oh, James
I'm sorry.
Cameron. I was like, why? No. What did Cameron do?
Christopher Nolan.
What did he do?
I'm thinking Aliens.
Yeah.
So, but so you go Aliens, Terminator. I'm like, he's doing them all.
Yeah.
So, no. Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Tried to sue him directly and the company at hand for using the name Batman in their film. Oh. And they're like, well, and actually went on further to actually blame him directly for all the rapes and murders that were happening in the town.
Well, the town needs a hero. Yeah. Go there.
So just a crazy little fun fact to throw in there.
Interesting.
But yeah, Dark Knight, huge.
It was.
Massive sequel.
I'm just going to throw a couple.
Yeah.
Agree or disagree with me here. Right. Captain America 2.
Yeah.
Winter Soldier.
Absolutely.
It was way better than the original.
I reckon Civil War is going to knock it up. Another notch again. I reckon that's going to be one of the ones that gets better as it goes on.
Yep. I would love to say Avengers 2, but I can't.
No
way. Superman 2, the Richard Donner cut.
Okay, yeah. All
right. Has to be the Richard Donner cut. Otherwise, fine. No.
For people who don't know Superman 2, why the Richard Donner cut?
Okay, so very similar to the whole Ant-Man controversy.
Yes.
Richard Donner made 90% of the film.
Yeah.
And then right towards the end, they had a disagreement with him, mm-hmm. and the studio said, we're getting a new director in. They literally, the director went in, filmed one or two scenes, edited the movie the way he wanted. They cut Richard Donner's name from the movie and he took all the credit. And then years down the track, they said, this is the Richard Donner cut, and he got to basically redo it, and it's completely different ending.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, right. This sounds very similar to what's happening at the moment. Sorry to go off track, but
no,
for anyone listening as
get
well.
Get on there.
That's also happened very recently in actual gaming as well.
Okay.
With the release of Metal Gear Solid 5.
Okay.
Just before the game was released, what is it? Hojima?
Oh, yes. Yep.
He left the project.
Yep.
And he had his name stripped from everything in the game, off the box art, the whole lot.
Yeah.
Except for here in Australia.
Yeah.
For some reason, we kept it all in the box.
Yeah.
We kept it all in the game. I don't know if it's stayed in the game, actually, but we kept it all in the box, so we kept his name all over it.
Yeah.
The simple fact, it's like, well, it's his game.
Well, it is his game. He made the characters.
It's the same thing. But yeah, he was stripped from the...
It just annoys me, like, the creative assholeness of some studios just to go, you know what, whatever. And that's, they did the same with Ant-Man, but he is at least mentioned in the credits.
Yeah, he's still in there.
Yeah, he's still contributed quite a lot. Without him, there was no that. And the same with Richard Donner. Without him, there was no original Superman.
And that's exactly right. So that's what you get from the Superman Richard Donner cut.
How about this one?
All right.
Ready? Batman Returns.
Now, this is a struggle for me. I haven't watched these films in so long.
Yeah.
That...
Because Batman was awesome.
Yeah.
It's hard to top it, but let's face it. Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
He's terrifying. And I think it's the... So, it's one of those things that... Every time you see the Penguin now, every time you see Danny DeVito now, all you see is the Penguin.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if I see the Penguin or Danny DeVito, I'm like, he's the Penguin. Like, he made such, for me, I guess, because I was growing up. That's what I know him as.
Wow. I know him as twins. Him twins. And Arnie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the dad from Matilda.
Yeah.
So that's
very true. Yeah, so Batman Returns, definitely another one. Now, this one's a little bit, some people agree, some people won't. Thor 2.
Now, I'm going to disagree with you on this one.
Yeah.
Right? As much as I don't like, you know, I don't want to disagree with you. Like, I enjoyed Thor 2. It just felt the final climactic towards the end of the film.
Yeah.
Didn't have that wow, bam factor.
Yeah.
That the first one had.
I didn't, see, I liked the first one.
Yeah.
To the point where it surprised me because I knew nothing about Thor. And when I watched it, I was like, this is really cool.
Yeah. I think a lot of people got that from it, actually.
But it didn't. It's the same with Captain America because it seemed like a lot of people went nuts over the first Captain America.
Yeah.
Not me. Not this cowboy. Not this gunslinger. I fought the first Captain America. Just land the plane. Turn it around. What are you doing? It frustrates me. I know we've talked about it.
Yeah.
But land the guy. Turn it around.
I think that's one thing because they didn't mention enough of he can't do that with the plane. He literally just sat down and goes, nah, gonna have to crash it.
Yeah.
Can you just turn it back? Nah, put her in the water.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's scared. He's a scaredy little boy. Anyway, Chris Evans is a good dude. He's pretty much played every superhero ever.
He's getting there. He's knocking a few up on his list. He's in, what, Push? He's the Human Torch.
Yep.
He's now Captain America.
Yeah.
And he's also,
the other one, the one with the guns and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Losers.
And yeah, the also, Losers.
He has a brief little superhero moment, villain moment, I guess, in Scott Pilgrim.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. He was brilliant in that. But yeah, any more sequels that you can think of that far surpass the first?
Well, this is where I'm going to throw a curveball, right?
Okay.
Because what we're sort of, I'm not going off topic here.
Yeah.
It's technically a sequel.
Yeah.
But it's also a part of a trilogy.
Oh, okay. What are we talking here?
Now we're talking,
what are we talking?
We're talking The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Is the best in the Star Wars series, right? The bad guys win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Everyone says that. But can we use that as a sequel?
No.
Part of a trilogy.
Yeah. And you know why? Because it was written as that was the middle.
Yes.
It was like, and same thing goes for Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
And Back to the Future. We cannot use them.
No, as much as a lot of those twos are the best parts. The Two Towers, where you've got the war at the end, like on Helm's Deep.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yep. Then you've also got Back to the Future 2. Everything's in the future. Where the hell are my hoverboards?
So they're here.
They're here.
I've seen Tony Hawk on a hoverboard.
Have you been
tricked?
Nah. To maybe that it's
just
a bit of camera angling?
Nah, I think it's real now. I think the hoverboards exist. I think they're too expensive for the population, but they exist. We've done it.
Yep.
And, yeah.
You look so excited. Yeah. We're here. We've done
it. Yeah,
there we go.
I want to go to the Enchantment Under the Sea now.
Let's bank it.
Let's go. Okay, while we're talking about Back to the Future,
yes,
I just want to mention as well, you know the Enchantment Under the Sea?
Yeah.
George McFly.
Yep.
You know the moment where he goes out and he actually, BAM! He punches Biff right in the sucker.
Yeah, to take your hands
off. Is it Biff? Yeah, it is. Yeah, right. You don't find out until the second one where you see them spike the drink.
Yeah.
So in the first movie, he's just drinking.
Yeah.
Right? The punch.
Who is?
George McFly.
Right.
And George McFly is a straight shooter.
Yeah.
He wouldn't drink alcohol or anything like that. He's just a student, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he was just drinking the normal punch.
Yeah.
Okay. But then it cuts away and it cuts back to him at the Enchantment Under the Sea and he's dancing a little bit. He's a little bit happy, but they never mention that. And then the next scene he actually gets the courage up. Alcohol saved that movie.
Right?
You only find out until the second one where you actually see the footage of them spiking the punch.
Yeah, right.
Blew my mind.
Now, is Back to the Future, was that meant to be part of a trilogy originally, or is that something that continued on?
Okay, Back to the Future 1.
Yes.
Shot, done, all dusted.
Yes.
Okay. The very end of Back to the Future 1 where they did the bit where he comes back and he goes, "We need to go back. Yeah. It's about your kids."
Yeah.
They did that for a bit of fun, thinking there was never going to be another one.
That's what I thought I heard.
Then they had to redo the second, and 2 and 3 were filmed back to back.
Yes.
And they turned it into the trilogy.
Yeah. And 3's the one I've seen the least. I reckon 3 is probably as much fun as 2.
Yeah.
But it's the one I've seen the least.
Well, number 3 was also when Michael J. Fox, if you've ever read his autobiography, started to have the early signs of Parkinson's.
Really?
Yep. You know the scene where he got hung?
Yeah.
Yeah. A week after that scene, he woke up to a twitching pinky finger.
Yeah.
And they put it down to stress, because the bit where he got hung, unfortunately, he got hung for real.
Yeah.
It was an accident on set, and he was actually hanging there losing, like, couldn't breathe, and they had to cut him down.
Yeah.
And they put that down to stress, and that's why his Twinkie was twitching, but it was
early
bigger
signs
things. It was bigger things at
yeah,
play.
Yeah, Parkinson's.
So, interesting.
Fun fact, everyone.
Yeah, so, no, we can't count trilogies.
No, but still, they're fun to talk about.
Yeah.
For the simple fact that a lot of part twos are huge.
Yeah.
This is the same goes for Evil Dead.
Yes, yeah.
Evil Dead, part of a trilogy is, right? Evil Dead 2, it's got all the iconic scenes.
Well, see, I would almost put Evil Dead 2 as a remake.
You reckon?
Well, because it's the exact same story, but they just made it more comedic and over the top, wasn't it?
They've got more iconic roles, like more iconic moments in it, like whole the chainsaw on their arm and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. So would you say that that's an actual sequel?
It is a sequel, because it then follows on into part 3, which is Army of the Dead.
But I swear...
Is it?
Okay.
For the simple fact that Evil Dead does already have a remake that was done 2 years ago.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
It's really good.
Okay, so would you almost say that that's better than the original Evil Dead?
All right, so we're going to take a different path, I'm feeling here.
Yeah,
We're talking the remake. The reboots. So, we'll start with Evil Dead, because we were there. I've seen Evil Dead, and I love the tone it went.
Yep.
It felt like the original Evil Dead was more comical, and obviously for its time and the art direction they went, it looks comical now, it's probably scarier back then.
Yeah.
That's what they were going for. But the new one really hits the mark, I feel. It's got the freaky horror.
Scary, yeah. It has a girl climbing out a vent or something. Oh, that's always freaks me out.
What?
I don't know, just a scary chick in tight, confined environments walking towards the camera freaks me out!
They've done all that, like all the twitching moments in this, like the Evil Dead remake is not just a reboot, it is a sequel as well.
Okay, that's weird.
Right? Do you know why?
No.
Because when they go to the cabin, right? Because they've been to the cabin, all these people, no one's visited this cabin in X amount of years.
Yeah.
Funny enough, that X amount of years has been the same time that Ash visited there. Because if you actually look outside, there's actually a moment where one of the cast members from the remake is actually leaning on Ash's car.
Oh,
and it's actually
cool.
It's actually buried under twigs. Twigs and logs and grass.
Yeah, that's cool.
And they're leaning on the car.
Just a little snippet. Like,
just moments like that. Or you actually see the chainsaw, which is actually in there as well. Like, all these moments that... Like, it's almost a nod, but it's also a follow-on.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a cool idea, but I don't know.
What?
Everyone's going nuts about this new Mad Max film, and I think it was good, but...
But?
Is it a remake? No. It's a sequel? Yes. Is it good, better than the original? Don't know.
Okay, that's another one where you're talking about the sequel was better. Road Warrior was like 10 times better than the original Mad Max.
See, I don't know about that. Wasn't it only Mad Max 2 was so big because in America that's the first one they released?
And also it's the same thing with, was it Fury Road?
What's Mad the latest? Fury Road.
Fury Road that came out here and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The Americans are going nuts for it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I always feel because they're going nuts for it, I should be more excited for
it. Yeah, I don't know about it. I think it's okay. I enjoyed it. I think the visuals, it's for me, it's very much Prometheus. It looked good.
Yeah.
Does that mean I enjoyed it?
Nah.
I liked looking at it.
I'm glad you mentioned Prometheus there, because I don't feel that film should have been a prequel.
No.
And I felt it was absolute trash.
It was trash, but it looked nice.
So
it was good trash.
It's no different to Avatar.
It was the
blue cat people. Okay, it looked amazing.
Avatar was brilliant. Yeah, it was just Fern Gully with a different skin, but it was awesome.
Nah, it didn't do it for me.
Okay.
So, but again, these are those films that look good. That, yeah, like I said, things have been reskinned, rebooted, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
One I will have a huge mention to.
Oh.
I actually just finished, I just watched the film. Love the film.
You've never seen it before?
No, I've watched this many, many a times.
Okay, yeah.
I missed it in cinema. Yep. I just finished watching a 4-hour documentary on the making of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, you're going to be thrown off a little bit here.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
It's actually the remake of Halloween. With Michael Myers.
Okay.
Right. Have you ever seen Halloween?
Yeah, a very long time ago.
Yeah, so obviously Jamie Lee Curtis in the original.
Yes. Yeah.
She's the sister. She's Laurie Strode in that one.
Yeah.
And now it's all... back then it was scary, right? This take, which has been directed in every way, shape, and form by none other than Rob Zombie.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Oh, is that he's in jail to start off with or something?
Well, I'll give you the rundown, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because what happened was they've done a really different take with this.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so good. They have more about what happens to Michael when he's a child.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So it shows that, you know, he's got a weird upbringing. And then it shows, obviously, the famous killing of his sister at the beginning of the film.
Yeah.
But then it also has all these other bits where he's in the sanitarium and stuff like that, where he's in the psych ward and all that, all the growing up.
It's why he becomes who he is.
Yeah. And they sort of give you the mystery behind it, but there's just so much more behind it. And I just love the film. And I love it that much more now after watching this 4-hour documentary on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching Rob Zombie's take going, he'll do one take and it might cost him, like, X amount of thousands to do, and he goes, nah, don't want it.
Just do another one.
For anyone who knows Rob Zombie, he's like one of those like death metal sort of like, not death metal, but like,
he's kind of like that House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah, that was.
Didn't like it.
Then
he did the sequel. What is it? Rejects? Devil's Rejects? Nah, not for me.
I got a huge love for him after this. He just shows so much compassion to the films. He goes for so much realism.
Yeah.
And I reckon it really shows through Halloween. And I reckon it's one of the better reboots. One of the better remakes.
See, you're excited, mate. Yeah, I know. Your hard-on's just smacking this table. Relax a little bit here. Okay, no, I guess I'll have to watch it. I like origin stories. So I'd love to give it a go. But see, I don't want to throw this at you. I always have these grand designs, like, I'll watch this movie. Probably won't ever happen.
Yeah.
And I do this in other areas of my life as well.
Okay.
Okay, just moving off topic a little bit now. At the moment, Molly, as the beautiful goddess she is, in her all-infinite wisdom, thinks light and easy is a really good idea.
Right.
Okay. She's like, yep, we're doing it. It's awesome. Have you ever done Light and Easy, by the way?
I have never tried it.
Okay, you understand?
Do you know why? I know what it is.
Because you like to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm sitting here right now while we're recording this. We have Kit Kat in front of us.
Yeah.
We have Doritos chips next
to us. Oh, it's...
I have a can of Coke and also a iced coffee next to me.
That's brilliant.
Right?
This is life.
We're living like kings
like
right now.
Like gladiators.
Fat
we just
kings.
Need the women feeding us the grapes or the Dorito chips.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we have here.
So anyway, so basically, light and easy, delivered to your door.
Right.
You can get a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Cost you the earth, but you can do that.
Okay.
Or I just do the dinner menu.
Yes.
Actually, it's like $60. You get 5 meals delivered to your door.
All right.
The joy of just getting home going, I'm going to eat this. Chuck it in the microwave, 7 minutes. Boom, it's done. You eat it.
Mm-hmm.
What normally happens after you finish eating?
You have a nap.
Right? Because you're full. You're loving it.
Yeah.
Not light and easy.
No.
Light and easy, you eat your meal, and then you start looking at the cupboard going,
what's next?
There's got to be something there. There's got to be. And I can't. And like Molly's like, oh, that's good. It's awesome. I finished. I'm like, I'm still hungry. Like, she'll go to bed. I'll sit there. I'll start I'm eating Milo out of the tin. I'm friggin' ripping some tea bags open, just going, this has got to help.
You're like, oh, the dog food looks good right
now. Yeah, I've eaten dog food.
I've tried dog food.
I've given it
a go. Been many years, but I've tried dog food.
But I guess it just brings me onto that grand design where in my mind, it was perfect. Perfect scenario. I can do this.
Yes.
Nah. Can't do it. When push comes to shove, I the food's nice. I can enjoy it. I just need to eat three of the meals per every per sitting.
Meal.
Yeah, so, and I'll be fine. So
now hey. I've never tried it. I don't think I ever could try it.
Yeah.
I'm, like I keep saying, I keep losing the weight, but I'm just eating better. I'm not eating light and easy.
Yeah.
So
light and easy is better. It's just...
Listen, I have my moments. Like right now, we do the podcast once a week. Yeah. I'm now eating my chocolate, my Doritos chips, and my can of Coke over here as
I'm your splurge night.
This is my splurge night.
Well, I like that. So, there we That's go. Why you're always in a good mood when you see me, because you're like, it's snack night!
I actually have... There's a funny story behind trying to get these Kit Kats.
Yeah?
I almost destroyed the shop that I got them from trying to get these Kit Kats.
Why? Take a break.
Oh, I had to at the end of this.
Okay.
What happened was, it's for anyone... You guys can't see it. It's a big block of
Kit
Kat.
It's a big Kit Kat,
it's like like your proper Cadbury ones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But these things sit on a shelf on some sort of stupid angle.
Yeah.
So I take one block of chocolate.
Yeah.
And the other one behind it slides off. I'm like...
Avalanche of chocolate.
No, what? That's just one.
Okay,
it's just one. Do you know what? If it was an avalanche of chocolate, it'd almost be forgiving.
Yeah.
But because it's just one block, it starts to aggravate me.
Yeah.
So I pick up the one block and I put it back.
Oh, dear.
So I walk off.
Yeah.
And then behind me, I hear this... Whoosh, I'm like... Oh... It's back on the floor again.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fine, put it back. And I sit it on another ankle now. I'm like, that's not falling now. That's not how it should be, but it's fine.
Yeah.
So I walk off. And another one slides off.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Right, let's get to that point now. No one else is in the aisle, but somehow I'm still embarrassed. I'm like, why am I still picking up chocolate off the floor?
Yeah.
So I go back and I put the chocolate back. And as I go to put that other block back.
Here we go. The
two
moment.
Slide off the freaking thing. I'm like, that's it. I like lob this chocolate into the freaking into the back. Like it goes into the abyss of this aisle. Just goes slam. This chocolate. These things fall over. Some of them fall. I'm like, fuck it, I'm out. And I'm like, just like,
I'm not even getting chocolate anymore.
And it got to the point, I'm like, all I wanted was a chocolate bar. And after I'm like, cool, I'll bring you chocolate.
Yeah, brilliant.
Great.
But, I love this concept.
And I got so annoyed with having this chocolate bar that I didn't want to look at it in my hand. Yeah. So I started covering it up with other things. That's why we ended up with Doritos and all these other bottles of Coke.
Always get angry with chocolate, my friend.
Like,
I love
that's it. Splurge not.
Wouldn't it be weird? Just, I had this weird thing when you were telling that story.
Yeah.
That later on, you die, right? No.
I'm
but
telling the story.
Your ghost goes back and is the one that's throwing the chocolate on the floor.
Ooh.
Like, just going, ha, I remember this bit. I get to do this side now, watching yourself lose it.
This would be like, this is why I'm dead. I knocked 10 years off my life.
Yeah, just there.
Picking up chocolate. But while we're talking about this, right?
Food.
I had something for you.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
So I thought, I could bring this up at the end of the episode, but why not have it now?
I don't know. I've got it's something to do with food.
I brought something special.
Okay.
Something that we both might not like.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
So obviously we've got our chips and our drinks. Yeah. So you know I've been to the shop. So I bought something that I'm like, let's give it. You may have tried it already.
Okay, right. It would be weird if I liked it, because you're thinking I'm not going to like it.
Everywhere around the world,
yeah.
Australians are known for one thing, food-wise.
Vegemite.
Thank you, it's not hard, is it?
It's easy.
Everyone knows it.
Okay.
Now, what's your take on Vegemite?
Sorry, I don't mind Vegemite.
I can't fucking stand Vegemite.
Oh, really?
Right? I think it's everyone that ever speaks to me,
right?
And this is everyone I speak to from the US and the UK and everything like that, right?
Yeah.
Anyone who's ever spoken to me directly as well, they know I hate Vegemite.
Okay.
And I tell them, I'm like, Australians go around the world going, hey, idiots, try this, you'll love it. Right?
Really?
And then I feel like we're laughing at them because we know it's disgusting.
I don't mind. Look, in saying that, I don't mind it on toast.
Right.
Like, as in, I've got to spread it.
So, what I've done, right, is I've
in
got...
In your bag of tricks down here.
This.
Dairy Milk
Vegemite.
Okay.
Now, Cadbury has actually released a limited edition of Dairy Milk chocolate with its scented-filled Vegemite.
Can't be that bad.
Really?
Oh, I think.
Well, you're a man of Vegemite, right?
Yeah.
So, right here, right now, on this show, while everyone's listening...
Yeah.
You're going to try a bit. If I can open the bag.
Yeah, just rip into it. You're all right.
As well as...
You've tried this before?
No. I've never tried this. Okay. Right? And for someone who hates Vegemite, this could go very wrong very quickly. And I can't open the bag.
So are we going to just shove a row in each?
No, a row?
Yeah, a row in.
We're going to go row each.
Row each.
All right, everyone. So anyone who's tried Vegemite, anyone who might like Vegemite, you get two there. It already spills out. I have Vegemite on my hand. because it's just so disgusting.
It's alright. I don't mind. It's
now, if you don't know what Vegemite is, you're living a much better life than we are.
Nah, this is going to be good. Are you ready?
No, because what Vegemite actually is, before we go throwing it, and you look so excited for
this. At the moment, it's chocolate in my hand. This is brilliant.
The center is filled with Vegemite. What Vegemite actually is, is tar. It looks like tar, and it tastes equally as bad.
I don't even know what Vegemite is, but it's alright.
It's pretty much salt. It's black salt. Alright, so right now we're going to
try four pieces at once. Ready?
Yeah. Alright.
Go.
That is oh my god. No, I only put in two.
Oh god.
You're a sick man. Have this bit. No, you're a sick man. Oh my god.
Stop. You know what?
That tastes dreadful. That tastes horrid.
Really?
Oh, fuck. Damn. Oh, my God.
You didn't like that?
No, that is bad.
Dry?
No, you can taste the chocolate, and then the Vegemite came straight through.
That was easy. I didn't mind that at all.
We'll post up a picture of what we just ate. Just so everyone knows. That's at the back of my throat, that is.
That is horrible. That Vegemite. Have a swig of that Coke.
I will.
Is it Coke or is it Vegemite?
I really wanted a better reaction from you. I got it from me.
Yeah.
That is dreadful.
Really? Nah. It's good. Mm. I don't mind eating anything. I've eaten snails.
Snails are probably better than this.
You really?
Yeah. I can't compare. I haven't eaten snails. But you can have the rest of that. That's yours.
Sweet.
You've done well.
I'll leave that for later. Yeah, that was easy.
How dreadful is that? Like, you slapped me last week. This week, you rewarded with Vegemite chocolate.
Yeah, I'm going to slap you more.
So
we'll sort that out later, eh?
Oh, God.
Awesome.
Look, so moving on from that, guys, I just wanted to get that out of the way. I really thought that was going to go south for Luke here, but...
No, not at all.
He proved me wrong.
It reminded me of a point, though. You know how, like, when they advertise food?
Yeah.
You know most of that's frozen?
Yeah, on, like, McDonald's boards and stuff like that.
Yeah. All the bits where you're like, oh, that burger looks delicious.
Yeah, then it gets served like shit.
Yeah, so, because it's cooked.
Yeah.
It can't, the crispiness can't hold it together because it's not a frozen burger anymore. The buns all collapse on each other in a big fit of grease-mounted, bullshit, cheese-infested pickle juice.
Now... Pickle juice. You've got me onto something here. McDonald's.
Pickle juice.
McDonald's and its pickles. How genius are they?
What?
Now, fun fact about McDonald's, everyone.
Yes.
And I don't know if this is for the world. I believe it would stand pretty strongly in America because they love their big food. But we have it here too.
Yeah.
Now, did you know the only reason why cheeseburgers, the McDonald's cheeseburgers, have pickles on them?
Because they taste good.
They do taste good.
Yeah.
But if they didn't, it wouldn't weigh out properly and the cheeseburger would have to be served as a dessert because the sugar content is so high.
Really?
Yes.
Is that 100% fact?
That's true.
That's a true story.
That's absolutely true. They're, unless they've changed something in the last 3 years, which I know they went for their healthier option, it'll taste the same. But
McDonald's myths.
Yeah, it's one of those things that back then, their range of food had to put pickles in their cheeseburger. Otherwise, it had to be served as a dessert.
That's bizarre.
Because there's so much sugar in the burger. Even though it's meat in the middle, but their buns were just full of sugar.
You know,
like mine. So
I've got a. We're talking about food. We're talking about the junk food that we've been eating.
Yeah.
We talked about Coke.
Yes.
I think I've admitted I'm addicted to Coke. I drink a lot of Coke.
Yes.
I'm talking a couple of litres a day, every day.
Yeah. You're just a man who ate chocolate Vegemite. You drink them.
I smashed it, right? But I know that one day this is not going to be good for me.
No, today.
Today's that day, you know what I mean? Like, it's always, and I'm going to get to a point in my life where I'm going to be like, right now, if someone tells me you really need to cut that Coke down, I'm like, yeah, I should.
Yeah,
whatever. But I've got a feeling there's going to hit a point in my life where I'm going to be like, fuck, they were right.
Do you know what it'd be? Your deathbed.
Yeah.
I reckon that's what it's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just love it too much. I think it's just the best thing ever. And to be honest, we found a book in high school.
Yes.
Like, I was writing. We had to do a fake journal as if we were traveling around Australia for something like that.
How does that even work?
I was like year five. We had to pretend we were doing whatever.
If you're doing a trip of Australia, you're like, cool, we're traveling.
Saw a rock.
We're traveling anti-clockwise around Australia. If I look to my right, I see the ocean.
Yeah.
The end.
The end. No. Right. But mine was, like, it had to be like a journal, so it'd be like 1 o'clock, stop for lunch, grab the Coke. Right, seriously. And I counted all these things, and I was like, even then, year five, I was drinking 3-4 cans a day.
It's worse back then as well.
Yeah.
It was pretty much sugar in a can.
Because you know back in the day they actually had cocaine in it?
That's where the name comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
Well, okay, I'm telling you. Yeah, of course, I knew that.
It was back from World War II times. They had the coke. It was a what do you call it?
It was a waker upper. It was an instant boom.
I thought it was the opposite. I thought it made you go all like, woo.
Really? No, I think like.
Sorry, I've never been on cocaine.
As far as I know, I've never done cocaine myself. But as far as I know, it's one of those things that makes you alert. It makes you sniff a lot. It makes you touch your face very quickly, and it makes you look around rapidly and keep thinking people are looking at you.
I think we should watch Scarface.
Yeah. I love Al Pacino.
Anyway, before we get just blasted off in a different direction, I want to get onto a topic. I want to ask you one thing, right?
What's that?
Is along the lines of, have you ever tried to do something that you thought, okay, I'm doing this for a good reason. I'm doing this for someone or a friend, or I'm just doing this to feel good. Mm-hmm. And then you've done it and gone, I immediately regret this decision. Have you ever had those moments?
Yeah.
Can you recall one immediately?
Yeah.
Go for it.
It's, yep. I'm just trying to work out the best way to word this.
You think on that, right? Because mine, right, is going back about 4 years now.
Okay.
Now I figured I got a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And what he does, he's been doing it for a long, long time now, is he gives blood. Right? He goes and donates his blood. He donates his plasma as well. He just gives
plasma. That's bone marrow?
I don't know.
Plasma? So,
yeah, it comes out of the end of guns.
Yeah, what? So, how do you donate that?
I have no idea. Really? But you know what? I couldn't even get through the blood stage.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, my story goes back.
Yeah.
And it's the first time giving blood.
Yeah.
So I go in there and I'm like, look, no worries. All right. I'd like to give blood. They do the little prick test and stuff like that. They go, cool, your blood's all good. It's red. Yeah. It's how we like it. And so they bring me over to the chair, all been cleared and stuff like that, sit me down. They go, have you drank plenty of water today? So me, being me, I lied and said yes.
Yes.
So I don't drink much water. I'm
can of Coke in your backpack. Why not?
So I'm sitting there and I'm sort of like, all right, no worries. And they're taking the blood, and you're just sitting in this drip. Anyone who's ever done it, you're just sitting in a chair and blood is just leaving your body.
Coming out.
And my friend, he's just sitting there and he's just like, yeah, this is great. And he's looking around, talking and chatting.
Yeah.
And then it's like in one of those like really comical sort of movies where it cuts from one person who's really happy to the other person who's falling apart.
That's you.
And it's me. I'm sort of slumped over in the chair a little bit. And they're looking at me there and they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't know.
Your voice was going.
Yeah, like my colour had gone.
Yeah.
The sensation in my arm, it felt like the needle was in there and the blood was just being sucked out of my... It felt like it was being sucked down this tube.
Okay.
I could feel it.
Wow.
And they're like, that's a weird sensation. And they're like, anything else? I'm like, I can taste blood. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
I can taste blood? And I'm like sitting there, I'm like... They're like, that's not good. And they're checking my gums and looking around. They're like, there's no blood in there. I don't know why. I could just taste iron, like that really horrible irony blood. I'm sitting there going, yeah, I can taste blood.
And they're like, this guy's been drinking.
Yeah, they're like, is he all right? And like, my friend's like, he's not normally like this. He's not normally plugged into a drip either. And I was like, no, I'm not feeling good. And then like, all I remember is just everything just went black. And I woke up, like, they laid me on the floor or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm just sort of like, what happened? Because I couldn't talk. No, everything was just, like, I just lost it. And that was my moment of trying to do something really good. I'm like, oh, I could give blood for someone.
Yeah.
Never again.
Yeah.
Never again in my life. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. And I realized this the other day. I had to actually go give blood the other day.
Yeah,
I had to.
Yeah.
And I was in there. Didn't even get to... see a needle. I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
And I was already on the floor. And like, I walked in there. I'm like, no, I'm not feeling good. And I'm like, have a cup of water. And she, yeah, yeah, sure. She walks out. I'm just like, I just went for a nap on the floor from the chair. They come in like, oh shit.
Were you liking this feeling? Because you like when you're sick and you're messed up.
Do you know what? It's funny you say that. There's a moment in me where I'm like, oh, I feel like woozy and
yeah,
and like I'm getting like stitches. Like I hit stitches before I pass out.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like cramps and stitches at the same time. I'm like, I don't like them, but the wooziness, I'm like, oh, I'm going. Yeah. And then before I knew it, I was saying, I'm like, I should probably lay down for this.
Yeah.
And they're like, are you feeling it? I'm like, yeah, I should. Just want to lay down. Just so even when I'm laying down, the room's just spitting. Yeah. I don't know what comes over me.
Yeah, so, wow. Full on.
But have you worked out a word yours yet?
Because the topic is,
have you tried to do something good?
Yeah,
for mankind.
For mankind.
So,
to not touch too and delve deeply into it,
right?
I have tried internet dating.
Yes.
Okay. I have.
I just knew it was going to be this.
I have tried internet dating people.
No, it's always me going, I gave blood. You're like, I did something horrible.
Yes. Yes, I did. I'm trying to work out the best way because it's a topic I don't want to touch too. I don't want people to judge me too on. But anyway, I was young. I was dumb. I was on an internet dating site. Yes. I ended up showing up to a person's house.
Yes.
They answered the door. They were nothing like their profile picture. I immediately wanted to walk away, but then I went, no, because they're going to, I need them to feel good about themselves. So I better at least go in and be nice to them.
Yeah.
Worst date of my life. I didn't even know if you'd call it a date. So anyway, I went through the threshold, I went to the house, and things progressed from there, and at the end of
I love how you talk about just going into a stranger's house, yeah, right, and meeting someone for the first time, like you're going through a quarantine zone.
It was! It was honestly, it was this, you know, just going anywhere, like down a dark alley.
Yeah.
And you start looking at things.
Yeah.
The same thing happens when you go into someone's house that you've never been in before.
Yeah.
So I've chatted to this person a couple of times online. They had one of those bullshit selfies where they took it and they looked really good. And I showed up and it must have been from 5 years ago. And the angles, they had best lighting. They photoshopped the shit out of it. They got James Cameron to do the titles and everything.
Use the IMAX camera.
It looked awesome. It looked like a Michael Bay picture. And then I showed up and it was something like friggin'
Tim
M. Burton. Night Shyamalan.
Tim Burton.
Yeah, it was gone horribly wrong. And yeah, I ended up going in and just regretting that night. Let's just say regretting that night because it progressed.
It progressed. It went on.
Yeah, she made dinner. Oh, better eat it. Worst dinner of my life.
Then
she can't cook for shit.
Then you had dessert.
And then I was like, yeah, you can call it that, but it wasn't good. It was, yeah, let's move on.
So yeah, so you went and did something good for mankind.
I tried.
But you instantly regret.
But then and then she got shitty because I said I don't want to see her again. And she said, when did you know that? I said, as soon as I looked at you. Why'd you come in? Why'd you do this whole night? Because I wanted to give you something.
I just
wanted to give you a good time, I said.
Didn't want to be rude.
Felt like an episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, you're on me a Rob Schneider net right now.
Really?
You're like a gigolo.
I'm a gigolo.
Did you say steak?
I've never been paid to have sex with anyone. Okay?
I did not have sexual relations with
that
woman.
Ruin. Yeah. Yeah, long lines of that. Okay, well, I guess that ends that topic. Let's not talk about that anymore. I think they get where I'm talking about.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, fine. To tie up the end of the episode, now you did this to me a little while ago.
Okay.
It's not the slap. I'm not slapping him back. I'm not that mean. Right? As much as I don't know what happened, I'm still shaking from last episode. Everyone else is still laughing from last episode.
Yeah.
You did a don't get me started.
Yes.
Right? And you threw at me, it was jumping castles? Bouncy castles.
Bouncy castles. Something horrible. Rant. You had to go on a rant about a bouncy castle.
So I am going to give you a rant. I'm not going to say what it is because I'm going to tie up this episode right now.
Okay.
And when we finish doing our goodbyes, you're going to get the word. So
oh. That so is we're the... saying goodbye first.
Yes.
And then, okay, cool.
And then you're
okay.
going to take us out from there.
Okay.
All right. So thank you for listening to our episode of May Contain. I'm Soaps.
And I'm Gander.
And the... don't get me started on receipts,
receipts
or dockets that you receive back from items.
I fucking hate receipts. I hate receipts because I never understand where to keep them. I put them in my wallet. They go everywhere. And then when I fold up that wallet and put it into my pants, the shit goes everywhere. It's like an exploding ball of hay in my pocket. I friggin' hate them. And then someone will say, have you got the receipt for that? And I've got to keep looking at what? How much? How much did I pay? I don't know. Because we have the PayWave now. We don't need receipts. I have an EB World card. That's all I need. I don't give a shit. I can't do it as good as you.
He did well.
I tried.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
Receipts.